Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Doug Mellard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
I effing fucked up, dude. I didn't find a Doug for today.
That's okay. I forgive you.
All the ones that, you know, excite me were busy.
Yeah, they had stuff going on. Dougs are busy right now.
They're busy not returning my calls.
Or being in space or coming back from space.
It's a lot of work avoiding me. So I got a couple of our comedy friends who are always great guests on any show that they are guests on. Jeff Tate, who's been on this show before, and a newbie to this show, Dustin Ibarra.
Yeah.
Very funny dude. We'll talk to him about his name and Doug's that he's known. And I got a fun game we're going to play. It's going to be a good one, is my
point. Yeah. We don't need no stinking Doug's except for us.
Exactly. Fuck Doug's. if we could put swear words in the title of shows, that's what I'd call this episode. Fuck Doug's. But let's go ahead and do it. It's such an exciting way to start I was gonna say it's not a bland show, but you know, it's just
that's a great way to kick it off. It's not bland, but it's, you know,
it's just, you know, people sitting around talking. In this case, it's four dudes, which, you know, people love that these days. There's not enough it's not enough podcasts. It's just a bunch of dudes. And but I am excited for this. I think it's going to be a fun time talking to our friend Jeff Tate, who's been on the show once before. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
And joining us for the first time, but he's been on, you know, my other shows and stuff. The very funny, talented comedian and actor, Dustin Ibarra. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm glad you got Vinnie Paul to do that intro, man.
It's intense. It's an intense song to, you know, start off an intense podcast. Shit's going to get crazy.
Yeah, so if you guys could just scream all your replies, that'd be great.
Yeah, and we refer to Doug Mellard as Melly Mel on the show, just to avoid confusion. I'm DB. And we'll just call you guys Jeff and Dustin, if you don't mind.
No problem. Can I be Dustin?
And can I? Okay, that's great. Yeah. Let's do the old switcheroo on him, Jeff.
Finally, the body switch movie everybody's been waiting for. Two similar guys. Changing personalities and nobody really notices.
Right, we don't have to change clothes.
Couple things I wanted to talk about before we get into all the Doug stuff. And that's, first of all, I've got a new thing that I'm doing over on Instagram called Premises. I'm making a new episode every day, or trying to. It was a thwarted... yesterday I took the day off because it was, you know, if you're against hate speech, you weren't supposed to go on Instagram. And, you know, how can I'm against hate speech. So I didn't go on Instagram.
And, are you serious?
What's that?
Yeah. Man.
Why? Would you post a bunch of pictures of yourself, like dancing around doing TikToks and shit?
No, I just didn't. I did an Instagram story of like going on a hike, but now everyone probably thinks I'm racist.
It might, yes, it might. I mean, hiking in general is a pretty racist activity. Because, you know, why do you need to go off on your own like that? who are you going to talk to over there in that hike? But
who are you trying to avoid?
Yeah. No, I think it was kind of a last minute thing. So I think a lot of people missed out on it. I was telling Jeff Tate earlier that Patton Oswalt apparently didn't get the memo. So he had a bunch of like wacky fun photos on his Instagram yesterday. So you're not alone, Dustin.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, you're also with known white supremacist Patton Oswalt. And then today, though, today Jeff and I tried to do an episode of Premises, and it wouldn't take. I couldn't upload them to IGTV on Instagram. It turns out, a few hours later, I find out there was a huge Instagram issue today. Like, it all went to shit today for a while. So that's what was happening, Jeff.
I assumed it was in retaliation for yesterday. They were like, "Did they leave us alone for a day?"
It is weird timing that everybody leaves for a day and then the next day the whole thing crashes. Is it just because they all came back and they came back extra hard? Everybody came back with a vengeance. So anyway, we'll make one later today, Jeff, if that's okay with you. And and so we won't miss a day because I think Instagram is fixed.
All right.
But my next thing I wanted to get into is that part of the reason I'm excited that Dustin and Jeff are both here today is because they're both going to be on my stand-up show that I'm doing called the Doug Benson Comedy Sesh on October 3rd at 4:20 Pacific Time. Where do they have to go to get tickets, Jeff?
RushTix.com.
That's right.
With an X.
You got kind of quiet again, Jeff. I don't know if you're just extra calm.
He's sad.
If you moved.
No, I'm just very calm. Maybe I moved too far away.
Moved too far away from the microphone. That's what happens during sound check. Somebody sounds one way. Then during the show, they decide to go to the store. They sound different.
Or if you're last week's guest, Bill Dwyer, you're just screaming loud the whole time.
His thing.
Yeah.
Pressure's off today, guys, as far as this show goes, because I feel like we lost all listeners with the Bill Dwyer episode.
Well, it's going to be another few days before their ears stop ringing.
Yeah, it's definitely everyone's got tinnitus or tinnitus.
Yeah, mine, my ears were bleeding yesterday, and I was like, what is wrong? Oh, I remember. I know what this is.
So crazy. but that's all the plugs. Are you, Dustin, have you done a lot of stand-up comedy on the internet?
I did a couple of Zoom shows, and those are really fun. I did it with Samuel Bede. He does a show, and those were pretty cool.
Be fun to have you on the third. And Jeff's been plugging it like crazy. That's why I knew he would say rushticks.com when prompted.
I know it. October 3rd.
Yeah, he knows the whole drill. 4:20 West Coast, so that'll be what time East Coast, Jeff?
7:20.
That's right. And Dustin, you're on the East Coast too now, so you're going to be at 7:20 as well.
I am, man. I'm out here in New England.
Uh-huh. And Amy Miller is the other guest, so she'll be out here in California. So it'll be East Coast versus West Coast. And I hope it works out better for us than those sort of battles have in the past.
Yeah, I miss those old-fashioned comedy shows where it was like East versus West. You know, we're going to take three comics from New York and three comics from L.A. who don't get stage time, pit them against each other.
Okay. Dustin Ibarra, how many Dougs do you think you've known in your lifetime?
in my lifetime, I mean, you know, I've known you, Doug, and I actually think I've known Melly Mel a lot longer than you, maybe, just because he's a Texas dude from Cap City.
Right.
Rest and I'd run peace. Into him.
Rest in peace.
And then I'm pretty sure I went to there was this kid in third grade whose name was Doug, too. But other than that, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. I haven't known a lot of Dougs.
Isn't that wild?
It is. It's a very unique name, man. It's like Selena of white people, you know? You don't hear it a lot.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. That's a cool name. And then Doug is like, not only is it unique, it's also not cool, which is probably why it's so unique.
Any name that has the word "ug" in it too is kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not. It's just not. You're not headed down the right road when you start to say the name Doug. Like, it's just not. It's not going to end up. It's not going to end up pleasant.
Yeah, that's why part of the name is. When part of the name is
ugh. Ugh. Oh, look, everybody! Here comes Doug.
I think that's the first time anyone's referenced the UGG part. That's a great point.
Yeah.
UGG.
It's really
good. Do you ever get like, what's the name? Whatever you like say, like if you're at Starbucks, you're like, my name's Doug. Like, do they ever like mishear it? You know, like what's the common name they'll put on?
They love to change it to like Greg or
Ricky.
Dirk.
Nice. Mine's Nelson. I say Dustin. They're like, Nelson?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you'd make a pretty cool Nelson, though. I mean, Dustin works too, but I think you could pull off Nelson.
Oh, those are fighting words.
Why, you don't like it, Dustin? You think Nelson is bad?
No, Nelson's great. It's just so crazy. My internet went out right during that part. I was kind of freaking out just now, man.
Because it really sounded like you were so angry you couldn't even speak.
No. Dude, I swear, on my screen it popped up internet unstable, and I was like, oh my god, is this like a starship or something? What the fuck? Oh my! Man?
If you had just popped off the podcast right at that moment, that would have been kind of great. I mean, you would have been missed, but it'd be hilarious. It'd be a big mystery. Man, we really pissed him off.
I love the idea of the internet being like, it's not always unstable. Usually the internet is a rock. You can count on it for anything. Okay, so the Doug from third grade, that's where you stop tracking him there, like you don't know what happened to him.
Nah, once I met you guys, I just knew any other Doug would be unimportant in my life.
Yeah, you got the best Dougs in your corner at this point, so you don't really, you're right, you really don't need to keep digging. Two Dougs, that's like, because also like you work a lot in movies and TV, and there's lots of people on sets. Are there any Dougs you're missing that like are going to listen to this and be like, hey man, I was a gaffer on Hop, what's the matter with you? It kind of sounded like T.J. Miller. I was a gaffer on Hop!
You would get upset too. Come on, man. I'm pretty sure you guys are the main Dougs, like, because I really sat down, like, whenever you asked me this, I pulled out my notepad, and I was like, all right, let's see here, but, yeah, you dudes are the main ones, man.
You just pulled out a notepad, and it was just Doug and I. A waste of paper.
Well, I did ask both Dougs to, I mean, both guests. I did ask both guests, Dustin and Jeff, to think of their three favorite fictional or non-fictional Dougs, but like famous Dougs, like Dougs from TV and movies, and to rank them 3-2-1. I know, you know, it's not too important, the rankings, you know, because nobody's going to win anything or lose anything. But I would like them in that order, your third favorite, then your second, then your first. Let's start off with Jeff. Who's your third favorite? Doug.
Doug Heffernan.
Okay, and so that would be...
he's the king of Queens.
The king of Queens. the character played by Kevin James.
Yes.
Which it's always interesting. Like, they built that show for him, you know. It was the Kevin James project at some point, I'm sure. And it was, you know, his show. And it's interesting they gave him a, you know, a fictional name. And then also, like, I think we've discussed this before, Kevin sort of is a Doug-like name in terms of not really sparking any level of excitement. Like, you immediately think, oh, this is not Kevin. Oh, great. You know, like, he's not going to be anything special.
Right.
I think Doug is just can be such a comical name that, you know, we've talked about, like, it's the punchline in the commercials right now with the,
Yeah, and then I guess he also had to save Kevin for, you know, eventually to do Kevin Can Wait, you know, like he needed to have that pun in his back pocket because King of Queens didn't need a pun. It was just a solid idea for a show. A guy in Queens has a delivery truck. Boom, you're off. Works for UPS.
I like to think that was the real pitch in the room.
I mean, there was not like a strong hook to that show other than it was, you know, Kevin James and some other appealing actors because, you know, Jerry Stiller's money in the fucking bank, God rest his soul or whatever they say. And, you know.
Yeah, he died and went to Kevin.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
If I were Kevin Hart or Kevin James or any of the Kevin Bacon, any famous Kevin, I would jump on. I don't know what I'd use it for specifically, but I would definitely grab the title All Dogs Go to Kevin.
Right, he's some kind of dog catcher. I think he was a delivery driver because you got to look at his body type and then realize he probably built the show around being able to wear shorts a lot. And there's not a lot of non-sports where you can wear short pants. So he was limited in his options. He was either going to work at Foot Locker or be a delivery man.
It does seem like he would like to wear shorts all the time because he was like, Kevin is one of those guys, like, he's really good at basketball and stuff. Like, he's one of those stocky dudes that's also pretty athletic.
Yeah.
And so I could see that. I could see him being like, you know, I wish I could just wear basketball shorts all day, but this is the next best thing, these crazy brown shorts for UPS. Did his character wear shorts like sitting around the house? Like, cause he wasn't wearing his
yeah, I don't think it was in pants the entire run of the show.
He just always had shorts on.
Yeah. It was like, dude, do you remember the first time you saw a comic on stage with shorts?
It was Charlie Viracola and it was on Showtime.
Oh my God. Dude, I remember some dude. It became like a big deal in Hyenas. Like, hey man, that guy, he can't be wearing shorts on stage. That's my Randy Butler.
Oh good, it's pretty good.
Hey man, this is
really was insulting. It's insulting to club owners. It's insulting to the audience. You know, the people that come. So, you know, like. It's definitely changed now where it's, you know, wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. And, you know, if they're there to see you, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, when you're coming up, like, people really throw you shade about, you know, wardrobe choices. I mean, God, I can only imagine what it'd be like to be a woman in stand-up. Because I know even as a dude, I was being told stuff like, you know, you can't wear shorts. And one comedian told me one time that facial hair isn't funny.
I got
old comedy rules, man.
Yeah.
Right.
You ever work for that Tropicana lunatic? The Atlantic City. He was always in Atlantic City and After the first night there, he told me I had to, he was like, I can't have the comics dressing worse than the audience. And I was like, these motherfuckers aren't even wearing shoes.
Yeah, that's a fucked up thing to say to somebody at a casino these days, especially in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm doing a guest spot, man. Come on.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I had on like jeans and a button up shirt too. Like, I don't know what he was talking about.
You definitely have, it doesn't say that you're dressed up, but you're definitely not, dressed down.
Right.
I did a showcase at Cap City in Austin one time where they made us all wear suits.
And no.
At that point, basically none of us except for one guy ever wore suits on stage or in person in general. And before the show, I remember calling this comic Jimmy Roulette, who was really funny. And I was like, hey, Jimmy, a bunch of us are meeting around the corner for a drink before the show, if you want to come. And he seemed real flustered. And I was like, Jimmy, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm trying to learn how to tie a fucking tie. And and then no one did well because everybody was uncomfortable in their outfit.
Yeah, no, man. Dude, I remember the first time I wore a suit. It was like, I did that We Bought a Zoo premiere, and I had bought this new suit. And the next week I was at the Improv in Miami, and I was like, oh, I'm going to wear it on stage. And I wore it, dude, and it was the worst set of my life. I got heckled, and like, it was like one of those horrible sets that you see in movies, man.
Oh my God.
Like, well, sometimes it just doesn't work.
I was so sweaty. I kept sweating, man. It was awful.
Yeah, it's just not, you're not comfortable and you're not you. And you know, like sometimes it can be interesting if you've got enough of a persona to suddenly, you know, if people are not, the last thing they expect is a suit, then that can be like a fun twist. But like when you're, you know, just a comic on a Saturday night in a club, they haven't necessarily seen you before. Yeah, it's weird. And what I remember one time, me and all the other acts went to Disneyland. We were doing a show that night in Irvine at the Improv, and all of us didn't have time to like go, you know, shower and stuff before the show. So we went straight from Disneyland in like, you know, what you'd wear at Disneyland. we all had shorts on, and I remember like the club was just like, you know, not keen on it, and then the show sucked.
Because
the audience just thought, you know, at the time I thought, oh, we were all having fun, but at the time, you know, the audience was like, why are they all like wearing shorts and acting like they're so great?
I could be up there. I got shorts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like that's a part of it, is if somebody's in a slick suit, like then they already, the confidence thing is already there. And I think that's why, like, in the 80s and 90s, most comedians wore suits and jackets with the sleeves pushed up. It really showed, like, hey, I'm here to work and I'm good at what I do. Like, it just, you know, showed a slickness. But then when everybody started dressing that way, everybody started wearing the skinny ties and shit, it just got, you know, it immediately got stupid.
And then Larry the Cable Guy changed everything.
Yep, and that's why to this day, Jeff can wear sleeveless shirts on stage.
He broke barriers for us.
When I put a tie on, I bomb because the people are like, why is he talking like this? Like, yeah. It just doesn't look right at all. Like, the worse I dress, the better I do. People are like, yeah, this guy, look at him.
I get it, yeah.
That's how it should work. Everybody should have like their own like costume, and it doesn't matter what, you know. Comedy clubs are not going to reopen anyway. Why is it? It doesn't matter what you wear.
I know, it's over.
Right. I mean, imagine in 2021 having somebody be like, what's up with those pants, Dustin? You're like, who the fuck are you talking to? Why are you talking? Get out of the green room.
Conformist man, get out of here.
A lot of clubs, when they're new, they make the mistake of thinking, we're going to be a classy club, and so we're going to have a dress code. And like, I've been in more than one situation where people can't get into my show wearing exactly what I'm wearing.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, it's stupid. And it's also, you know, dress codes tend to be racist as well. But
that can affect your audience. You know, those fans can be like, ah, Doug Benson, You know what I mean? Like that accidentally screw you up, which sucks.
What's your number two, Jeff? Doug Heffernan, great answer. But who's your second favorite Doug from movies and TV and life?
It's also Doug Heffernan.
It's Doug McRae.
Who?
Doug McRae.
Who's from, that?
He's Ben Affleck in the town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a good one.
All right. So Ben Affleck, we could probably get him to come on this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet he could.
As Batman.
Say, hey, come in here. Could you come in character as Doug McRae from the town? Can you bring some women? Can you bring some other people in nun costumes to run around?
How many track jackets would he have to show you?
Blow in the Batmobile to make it start. Then I'll head over there.
Dustin's in Boston. If you could just look around, you know, if you see him.
Everyone looks like Ben Affleck here. Man.
It's such a Ben Affleck, Matt Damon town. Like, I hate buying apples there.
Oh my God, it is, dude. Yeah.
The people always are constantly asking you how you like them.
Dude, I was just hanging out at a restaurant the other day, and the table across was saying that line. They were like, he was like, how do you like apples? I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess they really do that here.
Whoa.
Oh man, it must be great to be 25 years ago.
Time travelers.
Yeah, tell them about tell them the pando's coming.
That is an old ass movie, now that you mention it.
There's an internet theory that Chucky from Good Will Hunting grew up to be Doug McRae.
Whoa.
Then he, like, changed his name.
Yeah, and changed, like, everything he learned about life. Because,
yeah.
Wasn't like, that a real movie? Was that based on a true story?
The town? I don't know, but he had to, that guy really knew his burglary. He had to be pretty into it for a long time, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, and such a smart, so smart too. Like all the smartest crooks, like trying to get involved with the bank teller. You know, like, they try to start a romance, then everyone's like, "Oh no, that's going to be a problem." But they're like, "No, I got this.
Yeah,
I'm going to be the one time it doesn't become a problem." I've never seen any movies about this.
I think when your gig is robbing banks and armored cars, you're pretty used to believing you can make things work that are for sure not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not a guy that plans ahead too well. He just plans the heist and then he doesn't know what to do the next day. Like he just ends up going to a matinee of a movie he doesn't even want to see. Okay, now this is exciting. Now that we know that you went with Doug Heffernan and Doug McRae, I mean, I don't even know where to go from here, because Melly Mel and I and our guest Dustin, we all get one guess who we think Jeff Tate's number one Doug is.
Who guesses first?
It doesn't matter.
I think I got a good guess.
Who do you think Jeff would pick for his number one Doug? And you can't say yourself.
I'm going to say Doug Glatt.
Oh, that is a good one from the motion picture Goon.
Yeah, that seems like a Tate
pick. We've even talked about trying to get Sean William Scott to be on this show just to talk about being Doug Glatt.
You had me watch that early on at the beginning when we were starting this, and I just love that film, man.
Yeah, he'd be my number one, but I don't know if that's Jeff's. What do you think, Dustin? Are there any that come to mind?
I mean, there's a few that Jeff could have went with here. I'm wondering, I don't want to give my Dougs away, but is it like the Doug from that Nickelodeon show, Jeff?
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, it could be Doug Funny.
Oh, yeah. Character.
The titular character.
Yeah, so is that's your guess, Dustin, is Doug Funny?
Yeah.
It's F-U-N-N-I-E. When I thought it was with a Y, but it's an I-E. and Melly Mel, you're sticking with Doug Glatt?
I think it's Glatt.
Okay. I think it's, Jeff's a tough one because he already named two Doug fictional characters I wasn't even aware of.
I know, but I think him and I are looking at the same website of Doug's too, so.
Oh, you guys did the same research. Everybody comes up with Doug Funny. Maybe he has an affection for this old ass show. I'm going to say Doogie Howser, MD.
Oh, and Tricky Doug.
The great Neil Patrick Harris character. Dr. Doogie Howser.
Well, those are all excellent guesses.
Jeff is ready to tell us how wrong we all are.
I picked, present company excluded. If I was picking these Dougs from the, I would have used you guys for sure. But my number one on this list is a real guy. And I didn't use any website, by the way. I just thought of Dougs.
He's a Douglapedia.
And this guy, his name is Doug Hopkins. And he was the original guitar player for the Gin Blossoms. He wrote all the songs on the first album. And I liked that album when I was 15 a lot.
That was a great album. I mean, that's what made that band. And then that's the weirdest thing is that that band, they continue to play shows to this day. And they play those, they play that song about cops chasing them around and but they're just white. So it works out okay.
Yeah, it's all good fun.
Yeah,
they fired him for being too much of an alcoholic in a band called the Gin Blossoms.
Right, which is code for what? For semen?
No.
Everything's code for semen back in the day, huh?
Yeah. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
Steven Brothers. Right.
Did you know that a Soundgarden is just a hairy butt? It's a term for hairy butts.
No,
I made it up, but it seems right.
I wanted that to be real. Well, that's what I'm going to call mine now.
That's an old. I've been a fan of Gin Blossoms from because they were. I'd go to the perform at the Tempe Improv and they'd be playing at one of the clubs nearby. I saw them a few times before they, broke, before they hit songs. And, but I never, ever, I always just thought Gin Blossom was just kind of a pleasant sounding, booze and flowers. But now hearing you talk about it, Jeff, I realize that that's the expression for when somebody's nose gets fucked up from drinking too much.
Yes, correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you get cauliflower ear and Gin Blossoms, and you can take a lady out for a nice dinner.
Right. It sounds like a salad, but it is unhealthy.
Yeah, vegetables and drinks. All right, Doug Hopkins. It's a shout out to Doug Hopkins, who he killed himself, didn't he, or overdosed?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he committed suicide. They fired him from the band, and then the band got real popular.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. This
took a dark turn.
Yeah, it was really really sad. When I'd see that band, I'd see the guy that, continued to be with the, it was the same front man, so I never noticed the change. I didn't know the story until, later. You know what's going to happen later on this show?
A commercial?
No, that's going to happen right now, Jeff. Tease what's going to happen later. But that's a good tease. Hey, guys, stick around for this commercial. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. I know there wasn't really a commercial there, but we're hoping someday that we'll have commercials in that spot. And so if you hear a commercial in that spot right there, that means, oh, they're doing good. They went and put commercials back in the episodes that didn't originally have commercials. We're here with Dustin Ibarra and Jeff Tate, two honorary Dougs, friends of the show, and Doug Mellard and I are finding out the hard truth that there's some other Dougs out there that are more alike than us. Dustin, could you please favor us with your third favorite fictional or real Doug from movies and television and that one website you looked at briefly?
Okay. I still have it up, but I copied and pasted it to a document, so it feels professional. Okay. I'm going to say this Doug was in the movie Animal House. Do you guys know who I'm talking about at this point?
Yeah.
That's kind of like
Niedermeyer.
Yeah, man.
Doug
played
Niedermeyer.
By Mark Metcalf.
Yeah, very unpleasant character.
Unpleasant Doug. Very like, there's different degrees of Dougs, and this one would be one that you would not want to hang with, probably, you know?
One of the worst. Definitely racist, stupid, arrogant, stupid. Very funny. Mark Metcalf, I feel like, just got typecast. He was so good at that character that he, you know, was basically just going to only play guys that are, you know, douchey.
Yeah, that was a great – any movie that is all about the alcohol poisoning, I'm like, all right, you know, this is all right.
Yeah, they really go nuts with the Belushi, you know, drinking.
They all had
gin blossom. A whole bottle of something and then just smashing it on the windshield of a car.
Yeah.
I mean, the white privilege that he had in that movie.
The Albanian privilege, this
was
guy.
Out of control. Yeah, he's passing himself off as a frat guy. And but he's really an Albanian from Chicago. They shot that movie in Oregon, in or near Portland, I think. Or was it Eugene, maybe? Maybe they shot it in Eugene.
Does it say anything about that on your list of Dougs?
Classic.
He's known
classic
for
movie, but I don't know if I don't find that Doug to be someone to admire.
Oh man,
he
I'm winning.
He was an inspiration for the Twisted Sister song, "We're Not Gonna Take It."
Huh.
Well, he shows up in that video, right? Like the video for that song is Mark Metcalf yelling at his sister or some little boy that represents Dee Snider as a youth.
Oh, that's right. And he plays the guitar and then he flies out the window.
Yeah.
God, remember when parents were the enemy? It was straight up like, I want to fucking throw my dad out the window with rock music, man. What is this? Twisted Sister?
yeah, dad, and he like plays a power chord. Dad goes flying.
You listen to your loud music and you chew your bubble gum.
I don't care, Dad. I like it.
I don't remember what exactly happens in that video, but I just remember finding it extremely annoying. Coming in at number two on your list, Dustin, who's your second favorite Doug?
Let's go with a classic comedy actor, man, from Canada. You guys know this is a good one. This is a decent one, man.
McKenzie?
Yeah, Doug McKenzie, man.
Yeah, Strange Brew, SCTV, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
That's a good one. And they were just a Bob and Doug in space, so it makes those characters even cooler now.
Oh, was it really?
Did that?
Yeah, the other guy was Bob. Bob and Doug went to space this summer. That was his partner or whatever.
Oh, you're saying that was the joke, is that it was a different Bob and Doug went to
space. Yeah,
yeah. They didn't send Rick Moranis and Dave Palmer.
That's where he's been all these years.
I think Dave Thomas is also in Kevin.
Big Molson Rocket. What's that beer up there? Is it Molson? What is it?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah.
Dave Thomas isn't dead, is he?
Dave Thomas, yeah, the Wendy's guy?
No. Bob and Doug McKenzie guy. Do you still have the website up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. There's too many things got confused. I was thinking of Super Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. But
Super Dave is dead?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
Kind of recently, right?
I bet you that's just one of his funny stunts and he's going to stand up.
Man, wouldn't that be
sit great? Up in the coffin and be like, let's do that again.
Man, yeah, that was a great impression.
Thank you.
That was, yeah. There was a lot of raspiness to that.
you gotta use all the raspiness when you do him. He's so funny and, his real name is Bob Einstein. And he's really funny in the Albert Brooks movie. His brother, Albert Einstein, made a movie called Modern Romance. And there's a scene where Super Dave-like character is a salesman in a store that's got like athletic shit, you know, shoes and stuff. And Albert Brooks is looking at a box that's got like shoes and a headband and, you know, he wants to start a workout program. And just because it's Super Dave and the way he says it, it's so funny. When he's telling him, you know, suggesting what he buy, at one point he just says to him, get away from the box. As I was setting that up, I was like, this isn't going to be that funny, but if you see the scene in the movie, it's really good.
You gave me the appropriate laugh.
Let's all guess who Dustin's number one is.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, based on we've got an idiot and a mean guy so far. No offense to people who like Doug McKenzie, but he's kind of, they're dopey, the McKenzie brothers. They drink too much beer.
This person,
any ideas,
is not,
Jeff?
This person isn't dopey. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. You got a clue, Jeff?
I'm gonna guess Douglas Quaid from Total Recall.
Oh, the Schwarzenegger character.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that on a previous episode, that Schwarzenegger is the least Doug that's ever been. Like, there's no way he can pass as a Doug.
Yeah, it would have made more sense if it's like his you know, fake name in True Lies could have been Doug.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
You know, Kindergarten Cop. Also, he could have said, "Call me Doug."
Yeah, and then he looks at the ID when they hand it to him. Doug.
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 Did you say somebody, Jeff?
Yeah, the Total Recall Doug.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got here.
That's my problem. I never remember when anybody talks about that movie. I don't know why. I can't.
That's funny.
I'm unable to. All right. I'm going to say, Melly Mel, do you got an idea?
I had one, but then he said this Doug isn't dopey. And so no. That's really screwing with my choice. I'm going to pick. Yeah. What's that?
I said this Doug is definitely not dopey. Like, he's a far cry from Doug's Everywhere. Not Doug's Everywhere, because you guys are awesome. But, like, you wouldn't picture this guy as a Doug.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Dopey Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Let me hang on.
Oh, go for it. You want to go?
Quick question for Jeff.
Yeah.
In the remake Total Recall with Colin Farrell, still named Doug?
Still named Doug.
Wow.
Huh. He can definitely really pass.
You think they would have taken the opportunity to fix that, because Colin Farrell doesn't look like a Doug either.
He definitely can do it better than Schwarzenegger, though.
Yeah.
It was originally the producers who were going to make Total Recall before the studio went bankrupt wanted Richard Dreyfuss, who's a perfect Doug.
Yeah.
Wow. So the first time they did Schwarzenegger, and then the next one was going to be Dreyfuss.
Oh, no, the first one was going to be Dreyfuss.
We're going to need a bigger Doug.
We can't get Dreyfuss. Let's get Colin Farrell.
I bet Schwarzenegger gets all of Dreyfuss's parts, you know?
Back then, yeah, because I bet you Dreyfuss was probably going to be in Junior with – I should have said Twin. So do you have one, Mel?
I'm going to go with Doug Ross from ER.
Oh, that is a good one.
Because he doesn't seem dopey.
He's so handsome and not dopey and even smart. Doug. Gosh.
When you take the dopey out, it's hard because all Dougs in films are dopey, generally.
Yeah, like a smart Doug or Douglas.
I was, can I say who I was gonna guess before that? I was gonna say the dog from Up.
Yeah, I almost said that for Jeff, Up. And then I remember Jeff doesn't, he doesn't do animation really. gosh, I just can't think of any that we haven't already touched on in some way. I'm sure there's probably one that Dustin's thought of that I just haven't realized. So I'm gonna give up.
All right.
You don't have all goddamn day, Dustin.
I'm sorry. All right.
Who is it?
It's Melly Melly has gotten it correct.
All right.
Oh. It is Doug Ross from ER?
Yep.
Nice.
Dreamy Clooney.
I can't believe you got one right. That's awesome.
This is what shot him. I think he was working at Burger King before he got this role.
Whoa.
Yes. I don't think he was, but it sounds like it could have. Yeah.
He's one of those guys, he was in, like, he had a lot of credits before ER, but it was all pilots and small parts. And, like, he was on Facts of Life.
He's been doing it forever.
Yeah.
I think it was on a crossover episode of The Golden Girls and Empty Nest.
What? Oh, I'm watching that as soon as we're off this podcast.
Because you have always dreamed of a time when Golden Girls, Empty Nest, and George Clooney would all...
Yes!
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much like the Avengers, you know?
Yeah, the Marvel crossovers.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Pretty good.
You know, another Doug that's in film that's such a weird one. What's that guy's name, the actor? Brian something. He's Australian. He plays a Doug in the movie Cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Brian Brown.
Yeah, Brian Brown.
Brian Brown. His name is Doug. I'm Doug, and I'm a bartender, and I like to tell poems.
Everybody quiet down. I got a poem for you.
That film is one of the strangest.
It is so bizarre how from scene to scene, the most unusual behavior is just accepted and even, celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, like that he could just stand up in a crowded, noisy-ass bar and slowly tell a limerick with people cheering at the end of each couplet or whatever the fuck it's called. And they're just hanging on his every word. And then at the end, it's just a stupid limerick about, like, somebody, you know, getting a button stuck up their ass.
Could you imagine the guy who was just like, I'm just trying to pay my tab, man. Can I please pay my tab?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta go. My Uber's out front.
Please, yeah, okay, yeah.
And that movie has some dark twists for no reason.
Yeah, well, that guy Doug, you know, I take it back when I was talking about how evil Doug Niedermeyer is in Animal House, because that Doug in Cocktail is one of the shittiest people ever depicted. Yeah. Like, he completely fucks over Tom Cruise for no reason other than he might, maybe the character thinks he's in a movie.
Have you guys ever seen Chris Fairbanks in Cocktails and Dreams?
What is that?
Watch it after. It's one of the funniest things. I watch it probably twice a month. It makes me so happy. He CGI'd himself into the movie Cocktail. It's like a 10-minute version of that movie with Chris Fairbanks in it, and it is hysterical. You can just find it on YouTube, Cocktails and Dreams. It's great.
There's a scene where, you know, Kelly Lynch is in it. You know, she was also in Roadhouse. And for a few years there, she was always sort of trotted out as like this sexy woman who, can put on a stethoscope and act serious. And there's a scene in Cocktail where they're on a boat, a small yacht or whatever, and it's framed in such a way that it's one of those ladders is next to where Tom Cruise and Brian Brown are talking, and her ass just lowers into frame, just like, you know, she's wearing a bathing suit, but it's pulled up her butt, and the way her ass lowers into frame is so hilarious to begin with. But then we get a Benson movie interruption, and like the second her butt showed up, we all made fart noises, and it was the funniest.
you mean the moment they showed her Soundgarden?
Yeah. But it's such a gratuitous, weird shot that that's something else for you guys to look forward to. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Fairbanks used that shot in his version. Before I let you guys go today, I just wanted to quickly discuss, because we got some good ideas here. I'm going to try to reach out to George Clooney and Arnold Schwarzenegger's people, but see what their people have to say. But who else can we get that could come on the show that is either a Doug or has played a Doug on TV? Obviously, we've been going through a lot of them, so I'll suggest one that I found first. Craig Robinson, our friend Craig Robinson, who I saw like last January when we worked with him in San Antonio. Was that when that was, January?
I can't remember, man. It feels like we were on the road, so it feels so long ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but it was before this stuff. Silly stuff. But he plays Doug, a recurring role on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something to look into. Also, there's someone on Twitter called Doug Loves Kung Fu. And I don't think he's affiliated in any, I don't think he was like trying to do a twist on Doug Loves Movies. I think it's just a guy who has a passion like I do. But he named himself Doug Loves Kung Fu. And somebody else pointed him out to me on Twitter saying, I love Kung Fu and want to link up with all the Kung Fu lovers out there. So hit up Doug Loves Kung Fu if you love Kung Fu.
He hasn't posted since 2019, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm looking at it
well,
right
he lives
now.
In Malaysia, so who knows what's going on with him. All right, I'll cross him off the list then. But that was exciting because, you know, we could get him on, talk about how much he loves Kung Fu.
Especially because you and I are so good at Kung Fu.
Yeah, I remember
ourselves.
Mellard was the one that you wanted to be on the road with because in case you got into some shit, he could always, like, kick someone's ass, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if the club owner didn't want to pay you, be like, hey, Mellard, do you mind? And, like, foot to the face.
Doug loves Kung Fu. Get him to do it. Don't forget to subscribe and rate and review, and we'll be back with a new episode 2 weeks from now. And we always come up with a Doug pun for at the end. You guys got any good Doug puns that would apply to this episode?
How do we fit Doug into Total Recall?
I don't think it would work.
It's as awkward as Arnold Schwarzenegger being called Doug. Yeah,
that's a little hard to hammer Doug into Total Recall. All the titles of these movies, Animal House, doesn't, you can't really squeeze Doug in there. The Town, what are we just going to call it? The Doug?
Doug Blossoms.
What about Doug Tail?
Doug Tails, that's good.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That's
Dustin Ibarra. You got any plugs you want to do, Dustin?
No.
October 3rd.
Yeah, when stand-up comedy comes back around, just look out for me. I'll be an old man by then.
Yeah, but in the meantime, watch for Dustin on my show that you can get from where, Jeff?
RushTix.com.
And what have you got to plug, Jeff?
Just October 3rd, RushTix.com.
Beautifully done. Doug Mellard, anything you want to plug?
I'll say my album Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance, is coming out in 2 months, November 20th. And watch that Cocktails and Dreams with Chris Fairbanks. It's great.
Okay. And I'll say it one more time, rushticks.com. Hope to see everybody there. There'll be interactive stuff. Like at the end, I'll stick around and you can ask me questions or whatever, you know, requests, whatever. Thanks, everybody. As always, Doug men tell Doug tales.
Got it.